A few months after the return of Aureliano José, an exuberant woman perfumed with jasmine appeared at the house with a boy of 5. She stated that he was the son of Colonel Aureliano Buendía and that she had brought him to Úrsula to be baptized. No one doubted the origins of that nameless child. He looked exactly like the colonel at the time he was taken to see ICE for the first time. The woman said that he had been born with his eyes open, looking at people with the judgment of an adult, and that she was frightened by his way of staring at things without blinking. "He's identical," Úrsula said. "The only thing missing is for him to make chairs rock by simply looking at them." They christened him Aureliano, and with his mother's last name, since the law did not permit a person to bear his father's name until he had recognized him. General Moncada was the godfather. Although Amaranta insisted that he be left so that she could take over his upbringing, his mother was against it. Úrsula at that time did not know about the custom of sending virgins to the bedrooms of soldiers in the same way that hens are turned loose with fine roosters. But in the course of that year, she found out. 9 more sons of Colonel Aureliano Buendía were brought to the house to be baptized. The oldest, a strange dark boy with green eyes, who was not at all like his father's family, was over 10 years old. They brought children of all ages, all colors, but all males, and all with a look of solitude that left no doubt as to the relationship. Only 2 stood out in the group. 1, large for his age, made smithereens out of the flower pots and china, because his hands seemed to have the property of breaking everything they touched. The other was a blond boy with the same light eyes as his mother, whose hair had been left to grow long and curly like that of a woman. He entered the house with a great deal of familiarity, as if he had been raised there, and he went directly to a chest in Úrsula's bedroom and demanded, "I want the mechanical ballerina." Úrsula was startled. She opened the chest, searched among the ancient and dusty articles left from the days of Melquíades, and wrapped in a pair of stockings, she found the mechanical ballerina that Pietro Crespi had brought to the house once, and that everyone had forgotten about. In less than 12 years they baptized with the name Aureliano and the last name of the mother all the sons that the colonel had implanted up and down his theater of war. 17. At first, Úrsula would fill their pockets with money, and Amaranta tried to have them stay. But they finally limited themselves to giving them presents and serving as godmothers. "We've done our duty by baptizing them," Úrsula would say, jotting down in a ledger the name and address of the mother and the place and date of birth of the child. "Aureliano needs well-kept accounts so that he can decide things when he comes back." During lunch, commenting with General Moncada about that disconcerting proliferation, she expressed the desire for Colonel Aureliano Buendía to come back some day and gather all of his sons together in the house. "Don't worry, dear friend," General Moncada said enigmatically. "He'll come sooner than you suspect." What General Moncada knew, and what he did not wish to reveal at lunch, was that Colonel Aureliano Buendía was already on his way to head up the most prolonged, radical, and bloody rebellion of all those he had started up till then. The situation again became as tense as it had been during the months that preceded the first war. The cockfights, instituted by the mayor himself, were suspended. Captain Aquiles Ricardo, the commander of the garrison, took over the exercise of municipal power. The liberals looked upon him as a provocateur. "Something terrible is going to happen," Úrsula would say to Aureliano José. "Don't go out into the street after 6 o'clock." The entreaties were useless. Aureliano José, just like Arcadio in other times, had ceased to belong to her. It was as if his return home, the possibility of existing without concerning himself with everyday necessities, had awakened in him the lewd and lazy leanings of his uncle José Arcadio. His passion for Amaranta had been extinguished without leaving any scars. He would drift around, playing pool, easing his solitude with occasional women, sacking the hiding places where Úrsula had forgotten her money. He ended up coming home only to change his clothes. "They're all alike," Úrsula lamented. At first they behave very well. They're obedient and prompt, and they don't seem capable of killing a fly. But as soon as their beards appear, they go to ruin.